Have you ever wondered what it would be like to live in a dark, misty world? A place where there were no colors and everything was black and gray. Such a life would certainly be a great torment for human beings. But the world is actually very colorful. In this film, we will be looking at one of the greatest blessings that Allah has created for human beings, and His artistry of color in the world. Allah's artistry in color. All parts of the world have been created in harmony and decorated with beautiful flowers. Green forests, blue lakes, majestic mountains, and boundless oceans. Now, let's see how colors, one of the greatest miracles of creation, actually came to be. For colors to come into being, the first precondition is light, and the only light that reaches the earth comes from the sun. In the Quran, Allah draws our attention to the sun and its light in these words: by the sun and its morning brightness. When we examine the sun's light, we see that it, like everything else in the universe, is created in a very delicate balance so as to make human life possible. The stars and other sources of light in the universe emit various light rays that can be classed according to the length and frequency of their waves. The full range of radiation waves in the universe, known as the electromagnetic spectrum, have a width where the longest wavelength is 10 to the power of 25 times larger than the shortest. The electromagnetic energy radiated by our sun is restricted to a very narrow section of the spectrum. 70% of the sun's radiation has wavelengths between 0.3 and 1.50 microns. In order to see what a huge number the range of electromagnetic spectrum is, you have to put 25 zeros after the 1. This number is beyond the ability of human beings to imagine, and that is how many different kinds of light there are in the universe. Within so many kinds of light, there is only one minuscule band of wavelengths that allows human beings to survive and see colors. And the wavelengths of the rays emitted by the sun lie within this narrow interval. This fact proves that Allah has created the world, human beings, colors, and the sun in a particular harmony. In one verse of the Quran, Allah commands, "He has made the sun and moon subservient, each one running until a specified time. That is Allah, your Lord." The rays in the area immediately above and below visible light come to the Earth as infrared and ultraviolet rays. Infrared rays give off rays that make the world suitable for living things. And some ultraviolet rays can pass through the atmosphere in just the right quantity to provide the energy needed by living things. Some of the sun's rays are dangerous for living things. To neutralize this danger, our world is surrounded by an immense filter. This filter is the atmosphere. The atmosphere can be regarded as indispensable for the survival of living things. It allows infrared rays to pass through and keeps out the other deadly rays. Michael Denton describes this as follows. Even the atmospheric gases themselves absorb electromagnetic radiation very strongly in these regions of the spectrum immediately on either side of the visible and near infrared. Note that the only region of the spectrum allowed to pass through the atmosphere over the entire range of electromagnetic radiation, from radio to gamma rays, is the exceedingly narrow band including the visible and near infrared. Virtually no gamma, X, ultraviolet, far infrared, and microwave radiation reaches the surface of the Earth. Light reaches the Earth after passing through the atmosphere at an incredible speed of 300,000 kilometers a second. It strikes material things and splits up into the wavelengths that produce colors. In this way, bodies reflect their colors. The molecules that produce this reflection are pigments. For example, the color of a green apple is related to the pigment molecules that constitute the apple. Only green is reflected from among the rays that strike these pigments, since the pigments absorb the other colors. Since the green light is reflected, we see the apple as green. After this stage, the rays reflected by objects must reach our eyes in order to be perceived as color. The light rays that reach the eye must first pass through the cornea, then the pupil, and the lens to arrive at the retina. The perception of color begins in the cone cells in the retina. There is a group of three main cone cells that react to particular shades of light. These are classed as the blue, green, and red cone cells. The cone cells convert these bits of color information into nerve impulses through the pigments they contain. Next, nerve cells connected to these cone cells transmit these nerve impulses to a specific area in the brain. The place where the colorful world we view all our lives is formed is this area in the brain. Just a few cubic centimeters in size. The brain is a piece of flesh, and it is dark inside. In this lifeless brain of ours, nerve impulses from objects are deciphered, and the colors and all other qualities of the object are formed as a perception. Scientists who work on color still do not know the answer to the question of how nerve impulses are transmitted to the brain via the optic nerves, nor what kind of physiological effects they have on the brain. All they know is that the perception of color occurs in the center of vision in our brains. However, the brain continues to function as perfectly today as it has since human beings were first created. It is because of Allah's flawless creation that human beings live in a three-dimensional world whose colors, shapes, sounds, smells, and tastes are perceived inside a piece of flesh, a kilogram in weight, protected inside a dark skull. Now, Let's consider once more what is needed for us to see colors. The sun emits rays to form a colorful world. The atmosphere allows only those rays to pass that are necessary to sustain life. Objects reflect the sun's rays according to a definite plan in such a way as to produce color. The eye converts the rays reaching it into nerve impulses. These nerve impulses are sent to a dark area of the brain. And at every moment inside this dark piece of flesh, we see a world of color. Every individual finds this incomparable miracle of creation ready at the time of his birth. There is no human participation in the production or continuation of the stages we have listed. It is Allah who has created all the colors of the world and placed human beings to live in this colorful world. In a verse in the Quran, Allah reveals this truth. Do you not see that Allah sends down water from the sky, and by it we bring forth fruits of varying colors? And in the mountains there are streaks of white and red, of varying shades, and rocks of deep jet black. And mankind and beasts and livestock are likewise of varying colors. Only those of his servants with knowledge have fear of Allah. Allah is Almighty, ever forgiving. Light, a blessing that brings color to our world, is not only important for human life, at the same time, it is very important for the lives of other living things in the world. Creatures have a language of color that operates according to their light-sensing systems. Most living things need color to help them find food. For example, sunbirds. This species of bird feeds on the nectar of this shiny red flower. The flower's bright color allows the birds to find food easily. Some creatures possess camouflage resembling the colors and shapes of their environment. This allows them to hide from their enemies. This insect is the same color and design as the tree it is climbing. The squid can change its color at an instant to match the color of the area it is in. This bird's eggs and the color of the newly born chicks are the same as that of the surrounding area. All these are proof of a specially created defense tactic. If this creature on the leaf did not move, you would not know that it was an insect. You would think that it was a piece of dry branch. Some creatures use their colors and designs to warn their enemies and keep them at a distance. For example, this butterfly opens its wings wide and shows its enemy spots that resemble the eyes of an owl. In this way, it scares off its predators. Zebras use their striped design to confuse their enemies. Each one's stripes are different to those of all the others, They stand together and confuse the predators by mixing their stripes together. Polar birds assume a snow-white color in winter, whereas when spring comes, they change color to resemble that of the leaves and plants. These creatures are quite unaware of the wonderful works of art that they carry with them. They cannot, by their own will, create a design on their bodies that will perfectly imitate the environment they live in. Such a wonderful artistry and strategy of camouflage to protect creatures' lives cannot have come about by chance. There is no doubt that it is Allah, Lord of all the worlds, who created these living things from nothing and placed this wonderful decoration on their bodies to allow them to survive. Allah encompasses everything and every creature in the heavens and on the earth. In a verse of the Quran, Allah says, "And in your creation and all the creatures He has spread about, there are signs for people with certainty." Allah once again shows us His marvelous artistry of color and design in the creation of butterflies' wings. Now, let's look closely at the wings of butterflies, each of which is a work of art, and see how these wonderful designs came to be. Butterfly wings are actually transparent. These transparent wings are covered with scales of varying thicknesses. Some small scales arranged in a row on top of the wing break the light falling on them up into the colors of the rainbow. Some scales reflect a particular shade of light. What is surprising is that these tens of thousands of scales are arranged according to a definite plan. As a result of this planned arrangement, wings appear with wonderfully harmonious colors and striking designs. The colors and designs on butterflies' wings are not only strikingly beautiful, but also perform a vital function. On the wings of some butterflies, there are dark spots formed by scales. These spots have the ability to regulate heat. A butterfly that needs to warm its body opens and closes its wings so as to allow the sunlight to fall on these spots. In this way, it receives the heat it needs to be able to fly. Here is an engineering design that makes optimum use of light. The existence of such an extraordinarily beautiful sight is a proof of the supreme power and artistry of Allah. In the Quran, Allah says, "Everything in the heavens and the earth glorifies Allah. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. The kingdom of the heavens and the earth belongs to Him. He gives life and causes to die. He has power over all things." The aesthetic appearance of birds' bodies is one of the most evident proofs that Allah created living things. The structure of birds reveals another perfect design. A range of color is produced by the pigments in their feathers and the play of light on them. Feathers are made of keratin, and due to environmental conditions, they wear out within a short time. Yet, each time, a bird has its colorful wings restored because even if their wings wear out, Allah has created a system that continues to restore them to their original condition. There are other uses for the pigments that give wings their color. They increase the wings' resilience, store heat from the sun, and prevent dangerous ultraviolet light from penetrating birds' bodies. A bird's color can serve various purposes. For example, these two birds blend into their environment thanks to their colors. This male bird, you can see, has a plumage of white, red, and blue. By displaying this plumage with its incomparable designs, he tries to attract the female. The peacock is one of the showiest of all colorful birds. In order to attract the opposite sex, the peacock opens his splendid tail and displays the marvelous designs on it. He opens it like a fan, and the delicately worked and beautifully colored designs attract the female. The advocates of the theory of evolution, which claims that living things came about by chance, can offer no explanation for this marvelous design. The design of the tail of a peacock is so elaborate and perfect that Charles Darwin, the founder of the theory of evolution, said, "Now, trifling particulars of structure often make me very uncomfortable. The sight of a feather in a peacock's tail, whenever I gaze at it, makes me sick." Darwin was uneasy over the splendor of wings, because it is evident that such splendor could not have been the result of unconscious chance. The countless colors and various designs in birds' wings are proofs of the supreme artistry and knowledge in Allah's creation. He is Allah, the creator, the maker, the giver of form. To him belong the most beautiful names. Everything in the heavens and earth glorifies him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. There are millions of different living things in the sea. It is difficult to make out most of these creatures in their environment. Take scorpion fish, for example. Scorpion fish live on the seabed in mid-tropical zones. The fins on the breast of these fish are weapons used to repel enemies. Scorpion fish have an extremely colorful appearance. And because the coral in which they live is also very colorful, they can easily hide in it. This reduces the danger of them falling prey to predators, and also makes it easier to catch their own prey. Some small creatures live in this coral. Let's look a bit more closely. Seahorses. The colors and protrusions on the bodies of seahorses are exactly the same color as those of the coral in which they live. Seahorses are camouflaged among all that coral. Because of this, it is impossible for their predators to recognize them or their young. The nudibranch is a species of slug. With its extremely attractive appearance, it is one of the most interesting creatures in the sea. It has very interesting designs and bright colors on it. And it has an extremely soft body with no shell to protect it. This external appearance is very attractive to other creatures, but the striking colors of this sea slug announce to predators that it is very poisonous. In other words, because of its colors, it has a natural defense against its enemies. This creature is a mollusk called a scallop. Did you notice the row of shiny little blue dots around the edges of its shell? These dots are not merely a decoration. Each one is also an eye. Each of these eyes is only a millimeter in size, but they allow the creature, despite its small size, to escape from its enemies. Allah has created all living things with attributes appropriate to the environment in which they live. The creatures we looked at in this section are only a small sample of Allah's creative artistry. Allah has no partner in creation. He holds everything under His control. There is no other God besides Allah. Allah, He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Have you ever wondered how it is that plants grown in the same soil and watered with the same water have so many different colors? The same species of plant has the same characteristics everywhere in the world. For example, oranges everywhere in the world have the same color, shapes, and peel. The color of the transparent membrane, which lies inside the peel, and which constitutes the little sacs filled with orange-colored perfumed sweet liquid, never changes anywhere in the world. Bananas are yellow all over the world, and cherries are red. No matter where you go in the world, you will not see a naturally grown strawberry with a different color to any other. Everywhere in the world, the DNA of a strawberry contains the elements that make it a strawberry as we know it. The strawberry's color, smell, and taste are always the same, wherever it may be. An apple skin can be red, green, or yellow, and has a smooth luster. This is an incomparable ordering of things. It certainly cannot be maintained that this order developed by itself, by chance. The one who possesses this incomparable artistry covering the whole world is Allah, the All-Knowing and the All-Wise. In the Quran, Allah draws our attention to the appearance of different crops from the earth. In the earth there are diverse regions side by side, and gardens of grapes and cultivated fields, and palm trees sharing one root and others with individual roots, all watered with the same water. and we make some things better to eat than others. There are signs in that for people who use their intellect. Allah has created the colors and outward appearance of all the plants on the earth so as to be pleasing to the human soul. When we think of flowers and trees, we see the same aesthetic appearance and variety of color. Every species of flower on the face of the earth is endowed with its own particular characteristics. For example, the color of violets and the velvety soft texture of their leaves, colorful roses with their incomparable scent, and delicate red carnations are all unique. There is only one way to explain why flowers, trees, vegetables, and fruits came to possess different colors despite the fact that they spring from the dark soil. They are proof of Allah's endless knowledge and incomparable creation. Allah created plants with their different colors and designs as a blessing for human beings. It is our duty to think about the signs that Allah has created and to give Him thanks. In a verse of the Quran, Allah says, "And also the things of varying colors He has created for you in the earth. There is certainly a sign in that for people who pay heed." No logical person can possibly maintain that the endless beauty we see in the world, the colorful butterflies, roses, violets, cherries, and attractively colored parrots and peacocks. In short, all life on earth, in all its splendor, came about by chance. Allah created living things with these qualities. When a person of intelligence and conscience looks around in his environment, he can easily see the truth of this because Allah created everything so that we could know Him and think about Him. Allah's knowledge embraces every place. There is no other God but Allah. The duty of a human being is to approach the true author of all these beauties he beholds and to lead a life pleasing to Him. That is Allah, your Lord. There is no God but Him, the creator of everything. So worship Him. He is responsible for everything.